Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. It is Monica Michelle with Michelle Minutes coming on to talk about her story. So you can find me at Monica Michelle S on Instagram, Facebook, as well as LinkedIn. And I've been doing marketing for a little over 20 years and probably even longer than that because I was doing marketing before I even knew what the term marketing meant. So in return, I've worked with quite a few different businesses in different arenas, everything from a brand new business that's starting up to a business that's been up and running for years upon years to assist with internal retention for customers as well as gaining new customers and bringing them on. I've worked with governments, authors, small businesses, large businesses, nonprofits, and I thoroughly enjoy marketing in every aspect of the term. I've worked with some magazines and some churches and just all kind of stuff, even artists that were looking for gigs and looking for opportunities to present their talents and share their skill and craft. So I enjoy it in all aspects of it. So in return, in speaking with clients that I'm working with, you learn part of doing marketing is being able to tell their story. And so I enjoy and I love hearing the stories of others that are going through the process, starting the process, getting ready to change the process. So I love hearing the story. How did they get to where they are? Why did they choose the business that they chose? Like, how did they get all that set up? And in return was birthed her story. So we have today Jalen McKee. She's actually out of New York, and she does PR. So she's going to talk to us a little bit about why did she start the business, how did she get involved, any obstacles that she had to overcome, because I strongly believe when you take the time to listen to others that are having that can talk about their obstacles and their struggles and their story, and you can understand some of the things that they had to go through to get their business to where they want it, then it does something to you to reignite you, to invigorate you, to let you know you're not alone. You're not the only business owner. You're not the only one that may be in the middle of money issues or the one in the middle of trying to figure out a funnel or trying to figure out how to do Facebook ads or whatever the case may be. You're not by yourself. And so in return, Jalen's actually going to speak with us today and share a bit of her story. Let me see if she's on the line. And we can also, we have a Facebook group. If you click the link in the bio, you'll be able to join or request to join that, and we can get you in as well. Let's see. Jalen, can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Thanks for joining us. Thank you, thank you, thank you. How are you doing?
Thank you for having me. Thanks so much.
I'm excited about it. So how's your day going today?
It's going pretty busy. I'm currently in New Orleans right now with a client, That's exciting.
Right.
And I've just been enjoying all of the New Orleans culture, the food, the scenery, and I'm here, and I'm excited to be on the show.
Awesome, awesome. Well, we keep it moving and shaking, and you'll be surprised at how fast this 30 minutes goes by. So I was actually just in Louisiana at the top of the month, and it's wonderful.
Were you
there.
At
I thoroughly enjoy it. I was there right before the festival, so I didn't get to see it, but I was there for the 4th of July. Yeah.
Got it.
I wish
it,
I was there for the festival.
Tell
us a little bit about what made you start public relations, PR work, and go from there. Oh, I'm sorry. Before we jump in, tell people, how can we find you?
Hello, everyone. You all can find me on Instagram. I'm a really big Instagram user at Life as Jalen, and that's J-A-H-Y-L-I-N.
Cool. All right, so let's jump in. How did you begin this business and why?
Okay, perfect. So I got in PR. Honestly, it all started in undergrad. I had no idea what I wanted to do in high school. I knew I just loved people. I knew I loved talking. I know I loved to, you know, be a personality within myself. I was the only child, so I stayed involved in activities. growing up.
Okay.
But it wasn't until my sophomore year of college where an adjunct professor came for two semesters, and she was involved in the entertainment industry. And so at the time, she wanted to put together an award show for our mass communications department, and I was taking her course at the time. So basically all of the real-life experience that she had, she brought it back to her alma mater, which was at the time my school, which was Savannah State University. And so with that, I fell in love with just production. I fell in love with, you know, PR specifically because I just love people, and not only did I love people, I love being that voice and I love being that liaison, and I didn't even realize, like, you know, this was what I was doing or this was my calling. And so from there, you know, at the time, I'm not sure if you're familiar with historically black colleges and universities, but mm-hmm. I was a HBCU queen back in college. And so I really put a bet on myself, and I was my very first client. I said, you know, if PR is for me, if PR was for me, then I would win Miss Savannah State, because Miss Savannah State and running a campaign was solely everything, all things PR. So everything from, you know, event PR, sponsorship, you know, delegation, leadership, connecting the dots, mm-hmm. connecting with people, you know, like getting the word out, you know, creative marketing, like everything, all things PR was really excited for me. So I ended up winning. And so I ended up winning, and I was Miss Savannah State. So even throughout me being Miss Savannah State, securing different placements and getting placements based off of, you know, my position, I was in Ebony Magazine. I was in, like, different HBCU magazines. Like, so, like things like that were just, like, really, really exciting for me. So then it came down to me being trying to graduate, and I had a job. I was in the tech field at the time. I had an internship in the Silicon Valley, and basically, long story short, I wasn't happy. I think I was making everybody around me happy, but it wasn't me. And so I had a job offer with this software technology company. You know, I had my whole life plan in front of me, and I just said no. Like, I walked away, and I said, you know, this doesn't make me happy. And I decided to just risk it all, pack up my bags, and move to New York last year after I graduated. I moved up to New York. I had no plan. All I knew was I wanted to try this PR thing, and if it doesn't work, I can always go home, but, you know, it was going to eat me up inside if I didn't go for it. So I ended up volunteering with Hot 97 Summer Jam, and then from there, after I did that, it led me into a job, and my very first job in industry was really working for Remy Ma, and I was her social PR manager. So that was very exciting, and I got exposed to the entertainment industry. And it was never a dull moment. I was always on the road. I was always with her. And so that was when I realized my potential. And so from there, I decided to start my own PR, small boutique PR agency. And then from there, I've just been growing. And, you know, I've had the opportunity to, you know, work on, you know, different PR teams with different people like Cardi B and Justin Combs and brands like Swisher Sweets and Fashion Nova and BT and Essence Festival. Wow. So, like, you know, in the small time frame that I have done everything, like, it's just been a really humbling experience, because the way that I approach PR and the way that I approach entertainment PR is through service and through giving back, because it really took a village. And so now I feel as though, like, it's my duty to kind of take all of those components that I'm learning and just pour it back into the community that poured into me.
Wow. And that's definitely what it's kind of all about. You hear a lot of the big wigs or big personalities and big people talking about the importance of service. Even Oprah's big on, like, service. When you give, it comes back.
Right.
And so that's something that's so important. And I love giving. I remember my godfather was like, "All you want to just be a nonprofit. Monica Michelle dot nonprofit, because all you do is give." And I was like, "But I like helping people."
Right.
So that's definitely cool. And it's so inspiring to hear that the importance behind trying new things, because so many times you hear people say, "Well, I'm not sure what I want to do, but I know I don't want to do this." And
exactly.
A lot of times we could be in positions where, like, we're giving and we're giving, and everyone around us is happy. They're like, girl, you the bomb. Oh, you was doing this. This is for you. And you're like, I don't like doing this.
Exactly.
I just do it because
it's
in front of me.
And that's how I feel about being in the tech industry.
Right. It's like, I'm good at it, yeah, but, like, all right, I got a check.
Like,
all right,
like,
what's
like,
next?
Like, is this my passion? Can I see myself doing this for the rest of my life?
Absolutely not. Right. Like, why not take the risk? So that's something that was,
exactly.
was definitely good. And even that service that you did in the very beginning when you moved to New York, that led to so many other things, the paying gigs and the jobs that actually secured you and gave you the realization to move forward. So that's really cool, and I commend
exactly.
you on that. Congratulations. Congratulations.
Well,
so
you
made mention you made mention of service and service PR and entertainment PR, was that right?
Well, I will say I'm in entertainment PR, but my way of service is to give back to different brands. Like, for example, I'm at the client that I have is the HBCU conference that I was once a part of when I was a campus queen. And so just basically utilizing all the resources that I have in the entertainment industry and kind of just pouring back that through the HBCU conference.
Okay. I was going to – because my question
yes.
was how – what is – I don't know a lot about the different arms of PR. I just know in general about it. So are there different
okay.
avenues or aspects of PR in general?
Yes.
Or is it no, everyone kind of does the same thing?
No, everybody does not do the same thing. So that's a
okay.
really great, that's a really great question because it's like, in this day and age in 2018, PR is changing. Everything is going digital. Things that we may have like traditional aren't as traditional anymore. You know, social media and social media influencers have played a big role. And now that
mm-hmm.
A lot of different advertisers are taking their advertising dollars to these social media and these Instagram influencers, you know, like that is changing the name of brand partnerships and collaborations mm-hmm. and, you know, event PR and just now just telling the story and getting the message out is so different than how it is. And through different PR, like what I may do as an entertainment publicist is not the same thing that a press secretary may do, who is more so on the political thing of PR, whereas a sports PR person may be different from fashion PR. You know what I mean? So it's just
okay.
everything is just so different from the types of press releases to the types of messaging that we want to put across and different deliverables that we use. You know, that just takes place in how different you can see PR all across the board.
Wow. And so, in my brain, I've always thought a PR is a PR. Like, if you can do PR for entertainment,
yes.
then you can do it for the White House. You can
no.
do it, you know,
no,
PR.
No,
but
no. Absolutely not. It's different cultures. You know, it's different. It's different cultures. It's night and day. What you may do for one client and how you may conduct is not the same exact way. You know, you may have more of a personal and a more relatable approach in entertainment PR, whereas, you know, everything is a political in your actions
right.
and what you say and what you do and everything matters and everything counts in that regard.
Right.
So everything is just different. And, you know, I would never try to compare the two different types of PR because, like I said, what you may do for one, you may not do for the other.
Totally makes sense. Would you say that every small business needs some form of publicity or an official PR person, or should every small business kind of start and do their own for a little bit and then outsource? Or
yes.
what stage of the game should businesses start looking at working with publicists?
So this is what I would say, and not just small businesses, but just anybody who may need a publicist. I would definitely say
mm-hmm.
you need to have a budget.
Uh-huh.
I would definitely say you would need to have a marketable business. You need
uh-huh.
to be able to manage a team. And you have to have a story that can be told through the media. And so those are like one of the, like, I want to say 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, like I think I said about 5 bullet points, that
uh-huh.
I just tell anybody who may be interested in PR. Because at the time, you know, even with, I have so many small businesses and they were like, oh, I think I need a PR. When really they just need someone to help develop their brand. And then so once I help you develop your brand or I help you create a digital presence, And so then at that point, I've created an angle for you. Then I have something noteworthy to get you visible to the media. But if we don't have that angle in the beginning, there's nothing that I can do for your business. Because everybody has a small business. Every industry is oversaturated. But what's going to make you stand out, and what's going to let this media outlet or this talk show or this radio station pick up your story and want to hear it?
Why they want to talk to you. And so how much of the preparation with a business do you do, or is that something that they should have kind of already put together before working with you?
Now, I will say I don't deal with preparing the business, but I will say PR does help with the development of the business, of the business's brand and the business's look and the business's feel.
Okay. I'm over here taking notes, honey.
Miss Monica, I gotta take a little note.
Yes, we're gonna write that down. All the bullets.
Yes, ma'am.
But that's something that's so needed. And I remember when I first started doing marketing, or at least, you know, getting my toe wet, and once I discovered that what I love doing is marketing, one thing that I did is I started working with all these businesses, and I was just like, okay, it was a bit of an upheaval, because it was like I'm sitting here and I'm trying to get you to understand that, no, your show is tomorrow or you're releasing a book tomorrow. That doesn't mean that we send out something today and you're going to get 9,000 hits. No one knows you. Like,
exactly.
You don't – your mom and them know you.
And you know it's –
but, like
– Exactly. And it's so funny that you say that and that you're in marketing, because I tell people all the time, when it comes down to it, people get PR and people get marketing confused because they go hand in hand together. But what people don't realize is PR is visibility. Marketing is sales. And what do you think?
No, I definitely
do. You agree?
I definitely agree. It's marketing, in my opinion, is like, it's soft sales. But it's more relationship, whereas the PR is just like, listen, I can get you in front of 9,000 bajillion people, but that doesn't mean that these people are going to come to you. Like, I can send out a press release to 15 TV shows, but they don't.
Exactly. Like, marketing is guaranteed, PR isn't.
Mm-hmm.
Because go ahead.
No, you go.
Oh, no, I was going to say, you know, oftentimes we can do our part as a publicist, and we can do prep, we can do pitches, you know, we can perceive you as to having the whole entire package and why you would be a best fit. But, you know, if they aren't accepting any submissions at the time, or, you know, your goal to have it in October may get pushed back to, you know, November, like that, those are the type of things with PR that we kind of deal with, that people don't understand or people don't see. So although, yes, we are creating that relationship and we are creating that relationship on our client's behalf, it doesn't mean that, you know, it's a popcorn business where, you know, we may have a goal set for this and then, you know, it's supposed to happen magically overnight. It's a process. PR is a process.
Right. And because a lot of times when you're dealing with, because you're dealing more so with media outlets and things like that, was that safe to say?
Yes.
You're bridging the gap between like a news organization or a blog. So if they have their own agenda, and so you're trying to fit your clients into what their agenda is. If their agenda changes for whatever reason, then, oh, we thought we was going to be doing January, but now we've been pushed to March because the agenda changed.
Exactly.
No fault of yours, but it is what it is, and we just have to move and flow with what their – if you want to be there, you got to move and flow with what their agenda is, and that's something that's so important to understand. And with marketing, it's like, okay, I want to get you out in front of people, and I want to help develop the relationship, but once the people see who you are and they build a relationship with you, are you keeping in touch with them, or are you – they literally just, you know, like – because a lot of times people say, well, no, I'm not worried about everybody who's already purchased. I just want to get in front of new people. And it's like, but you don't even have a consistent color strand. You don't even have a, like, what's your word? Like,
Right.
Like, pull us together. When I go to you, when I'm talking to you, what do people think of when they're interacting with you? And so, Brent, you're like, news media, they're not even going to touch you. because you're not consistent. You're not, you don't tell a story. It's not cohesive. You need to pull it all together. And so that's something that really frustrated me a lot in the very beginning, because I was like, you're not ready. I can put you out, and you can give me $2, and I'll put you out. But nobody's going to, they're not going to buy it. It's not because I didn't put you in front of them. It's because your stuff looks like crap. Like, you're not ready.
Exactly. Yes, and that's a hard truth sometimes. And that's why, you know, that's why I tell people all the time, it's so important to do these discovery calls, and it's so important to do these consultations, because if you as a publicist, if it doesn't speak to your soul, like I tell people all the time, like people want to come to me and they have these crazy ideas and they have, you know, their brand is this and their brand is that, but if it doesn't align with me, or if I don't feel like it's the best fit, or if it just doesn't speak into my soul, like I have to believe it. And so, like, I would never want to, you know, put myself in a position where I didn't believe in your brand, and we try to work, and things aren't just worse. And then, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, because then a lot of times, because when I was doing my marketing very heavily in the beginning, it was, okay, I'm going to take you on as a client, and I need all the projects that you've ever done. I need everything, and I'm consuming it. And as I'm consuming it, I'm learning and understanding you, and, you know, I'm driving down the street, and I'm listening to your CD, and I'm like, oh, okay. And so now I'm able to better understand who you are as a person. But if your stuff isn't of quality, or if it's not together, then it's difficult for me to consume it and connect with it. And if I can't connect with it, it's difficult to tell that story.
Exactly. And it'll be, you know, if you can't connect with it as a marketing person, then how do you expect for your audience to connect with it as well?
To connect with it, exactly. Absolutely, absolutely. So tell me this, what does a business need to have together before connecting with a publicist? How do they know that when they're ready?
Again, you know, having a budget.
Right.
Having a story, having an angle, and having a team, having a consistent team of people, because it's only so much that me and you can do, but I need a whole entire team. Like I need to speak with an assistant, or I need to at least speak with someone on a consistent day-to-day basis, so that way, you know, if I can't get in touch with you, I need to get in touch with someone, because things are rapidly changing when we are creating these relationships.
And that's one thing that's really important, because many times I know from a marketing standpoint, people will say, okay, great, you're going to do our marketing, you have all our information, we signed the paperwork, okay, we'll see you in 30 days. And I'm like, no, we need to connect. Like, I'm not doing this by myself. This is not my business. This is your business. We're working together. I might be leading the charge or giving the direction, but it's not all me doing everything, because you know what sales you're offering. Like, you have information that I need from you. You need to share.
Absolutely.
So, I mean, that's definitely something that's crucial.
But honestly, people. Yeah. Some people always, you know, people think that the things that we're saying are common sense, but you would be very surprised. Like, I have dealt with people where, you know, we signed up, we had an agreement, and they went MIA for a month, and I'm like, you know, things are, you know, I have updates, like, you know, what am I supposed to do, things of that nature, and then they come back when they won, and they're like, well, what do you have? And I'm like, well, you know, we aren't supposed to talk about this. Things have changed, and then it's like, you know, going back to the drawing board. So, yes.
Absolutely, yeah.
That
good
is definitely
there.
Definitely a great point.
when working with the publicist, are there – clearly, because it is a process, it's not necessarily I pay you for 1 month and we're good, and I'm going to see, and maybe I'm expecting to see immediate results, because it's a process. So what does a standard contract look like for you, or what's the minimum amount of time you work for someone? How does that look like?
To be honest with you, I would say 3 months. I feel as though
okay.
I need at least a minimum of 3 months to see some results, because, again, you know, PR is not something that is magical. PR isn't microwavable. PR doesn't happen overnight. You know, I have to assess your brand. I have to be able to create relationships on your behalf And if you want to see any type of exponential growth or any type of result, like I will say, like the first month is us just getting acquainted with each other, you know, mapping out a PR plan and putting those deliverables in place. And then by the second month, you know, we've activated some certain campaigns. You know, we're in the process, we're in the meat and potatoes. And so by the third month, you know, now you're kind of reaping the benefits of your labor, and you're kind of starting to see some sort of progress. And so, you know, I can't do that in 2 months, or, you know, everything has a timeline to it. And if you want to see like real results, then I would definitely say a minimum at least of 3 months.
Okay, that's fair. Well, I don't know if you noticed, but we're at 5 minutes left in the show.
Okay. I will say one thing left with that.
Mm-hmm.
It depends also. It depends on if it's a long-term or if it's a short-term. Now, if you hire me as a publicist, that's one thing. But if you hire me for a specific event and we have 2 weeks to make it, you know, to make this event do what it do, then that's completely different. And I work at a faster pace. You know, we're on a tight, you know, time schedule. Like, it just all depends on the person and the specific project and the specific goals.
Especially also with the engagement that they're willing to have with you. So the more that they're available to engage when you need, then that's going to help things move faster for you as well. So that is very helpful. Any final tips or any ideas or information that you would like to share for someone who is starting a business or maybe in the midst of the business and they're getting ready to release something new or they're trying to develop what that next stage is?
I would definitely say whatever it is you want to do, if it's PR or anything, I would just say to just stay consistent and don't be afraid to ask for help. I know those were the two major things that kind of helped me. And also another great important factor would be to stay true to who you are. In a day and age where social media has taken over, you know, we see the instant results, or we see the highlight reel, or we tend to, you know, compare ourselves to people when we're only comparing ourselves to their highlight reel. And so you have to just stay your course, and you just have to just remain true to who you are. And, you know, if you believe in a higher being, then I would definitely say always keep God first. So I know that has strengthened my, my relationship with God has definitely gotten stronger through my walk of entrepreneurship and specifically with PR. And so I'm definitely grateful for that. And I don't feel like, you know, there's anything else you could add after that.
Right. Exactly. Well, I definitely appreciate you taking the time to join me today and share some details. And for those that are interested, I am going to invite you to the group once I get that up and moving and set up. And so you'll be able to share any other information you have in there and maybe even find some other clients out that should be beneficial for you to build some additional relationships.
Thank you so much,
the corner. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate it. So that is it. Thanks so much for joining us. I hope you have safe travels. I appreciate all the tips and tricks and information that you shared. And congratulations on the journey.
Thank you.
I'm excited for you.
No,
you're welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate. Thank you for so much for just letting me speak about my journey and my story.
But everyone has one, and it's so interesting to hear what people's story are and how did you get to where you are now. Like, who would have ever thought that working at an event, helping an instructor with something at a school would lead you into, you know what, I need to do this on a regular.
Exactly.
Let me go to Louisiana tomorrow. So, again, thanks so much, Jalen. I do appreciate it. And I hope you have a great day. Travel safe. And
thank you so much.
You're welcome. I'm sorry about that. I think I cut you off right at the end. Well, again, my name is Monica Michelle. I hope this information was valuable and you can relate and understand the story and the journey and the life of a PR or a publicist a bit better. If you have any questions, click the link in my bio. We can get you in the Facebook group as well, so you'll be able to speak a little bit more with Jalen and get some details from her. You can find me again at Monica Michelle S. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, as well as LinkedIn. I would love to hear from you. And I hope you have a great day. Take some time to understand someone else's story and to share your story, because it'll help move you forward. I promise you of that. Have a great day, and thanks again. Bye-bye.